Cast Ranger.
Man, I know I'm here early for Cast Ranger, but no one else is here. I don't know if anyone else is coming. I think everyone has abandoned me.
Ah!
Wait, I know what I'll do. Get new friends!
Hi.
Yay!
Oh my god, there's people here all of a sudden and totally not prepared at all.
No, it's
teleport,
okay.
Please.
Connect.
Wait, where am I?
Don't mind the duct tape. You're just here under my willpower.
It's all good.
I was going to say the duct tape.
Why am I duct taped? I was here before.
No, you weren't. No,
I liked you so much we decided to keep you.
This is kidnapping?
No.
We don't like the word kidnapping.
We prefer young adult.
We don't like the word kidnapping. We just call it keeping you here when you don't want to be.
We can put it in some real nice, happy font and like apply some Photoshop filters to it and it'll look real pretty. Anyways, welcome to Extra Cast Ranger.
Oh yeah, we're doing a thing.
I am the only one here in the studio tonight. Everyone else is gone. Lane and Raven are at Yomacon in Detroit. Gar is working real late. And Emily is seeing Thor Ragnarok with her family.
Oh, cool.
And you couldn't get the other more famous guest, so you had to get us.
gotta start somewhere. I know you're being truthful, but I take offense.
Well, Blaze here is an already existing guest, and then I just put out a call to see what other fans would like to come on this week, since I'm by myself. So here we are with a few extras. Since there's no roll call for extra, do y'all want to just introduce yourself one by one?
I'm Armorhide. If you see Armorhide anywhere, it's probably me.
Because no one else has ever combined those two words ever.
I'm YOLO. That is in no way original. And if you have seen
YOLO, usually I use it first.
It probably wasn't me. Because YOLO's not original.
I mean, the first guy who did it was original.
That guy's a hero.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
There's a reason no one hears from him anymore.
Oh, he died.
He only lived once.
Yeah.
And returning to us this week is Blaze, who was on a couple weeks ago.
Hi. Literally a month.
Hooray.
Literally.
Are you counting the days again?
Hey, everybody. I'm here again.
He is counting the days.
All right. Let's get into our news stories. First, and completely irrelevant, .hack.gu Last Recode came out, and I'm happy! I might be in this game if they translated based on the American PS2 versions, but I still haven't confirmed yet. Anyways, that doesn't matter. We're talking about actual news. First, and most importantly, Climax Fighters, the upcoming Kamen Rider video game, put out another trailer which confirms, like anyone's really fucking surprised, there's more riders in it!
What? It's and like this whole franchise to sell.
You mean there's more than one rider in the show?
Rider game? Shut up.
Mostly.
But they didn't tell you they're all $5.99 DLC.
Ooh. Probably are.
Although in previous Rider games, the DLC has been free.
They've been talking about free stuff.
Yeah. Alright, so looking at our image here, going from left to right, we have Kamen Rider Beast from Wizard. Kamen Rider Birth from Oz, specifically the Akira Date version according to the dialogue in the trailer. Kamen Rider Meteor from Forze. Baron from Gaim. Brave from Exade, which makes me happy. Mach from Drive, which will make Lane happy. Spectre from Ghost. And Excel from Double.
Spectre from Ghost, which will make no one happy.
No, Spectre was the good thing about Ghost.
Less shit.
Actually,
Chrom was the best. Spectre was okay.
Good is a relative term.
Speaking of me, this is like the only time.
Spectre was okay the whole run through. Necrom was great until his plot resolved. Anyways,
you pronounced Mach wrong. It was Maha.
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 But I want to say this. This is probably the only time I'll ever get to say it. Meteor. His his writer name is Meteor, and then they're like, oh, hey, who is Meteor? And a kid who comes in, his name is Vusei, which literally means Meteor.
It's almost how do they like not figure the it writing out? Is not super. Maybe but just I mean, everyone... Just like, maybe it's like, just a case of everyone in that show didn't know that the word Meteor was English for Ryusei.
Eh.
They all fail English class. What do you expect?
Really, most of these...
Can any of you tell me what the French word for meteor is?
Absolutely not. I can't even tell you the
Spanish
word.
Thank you!
You just say meteor with a really bad accent.
Le meteor!
Meteor! Bonjour! Meteor!
Most of these I'm excited for.
So wait, we got Brave confirmed, but not Snipe?
I was going to say, why not Genmu?
Oh, that too.
We're all hoping
I wouldn't Genmu. Be surprised if Genmu Zombie Gamer is one of those later DLCs. Yeah,
well, I mean, technically, he was the first rider to use a different belt, and it did come out around the time for a secondary rider, so, I mean, technically, Genmu Zombie Gamer was our secondary rider.
Snipe, though, only because that I would want to have Hero, Emu, and Taiga playable right off the bat.
I would like to have Snipe in the game just so we can fly around in his combat shooting game.
Yeah, combat, absolutely. Most of these, hopefully they keep sending updates to the game because that would be sweet.
Yeah. It would be cool if every X-Aid writer had access to the first 10 Gashets.
Feel like they won't, but
I feel right. Like this game doesn't have enough things to do in its combat to allow for that. You know what I
and
mean?
This is...
They're talking about how every rider has a skill and a evolution. You know what I mean?
But wait, a skill and a evolution. But wait a minute. Then how does X8 have Maximum Gamer and Mighty Brothers?
Maximum this Gamer is his skill, and Muteki Gamer is his evolution. And the I've seen
wait,
him
but, yeah, but what about Mighty Brothers?
I've seen him he has use Mighty level Brothers. 3 and Mighty Brothers in the trailer, but those are probably like one-off attacks. Like you push,
Triangle
and he does Mighty Brothers for one attack or something like that. Because they've done him. That in other games where
hey, you know how cool this form is? It's one attack.
Yeah, like they did it with like O's and Ghost and shit in other games where like they have so many forms that they're just relegated to single attacks.
Ghost.
Now I is in the game. I forget he is in the game though, right?
Who?
Yeah.
Is who yeah, in the yeah, game? Yeah.
Build.
Yeah.
Oh, Build, yeah, he's one of the feature characters.
Do you think there's a chance Night Rogue and Bloodstark would be in?
I Maybe. Would love that for that to be the case. I doubt it.
I would like them as bosses you get to fight. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be
yeah. In my I would say maybe, but don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. Let's just be glad that A, this game is happening, B, it's on a system that is region-free, and C, there is a English version because it's being released in Asian, non-Japanese Asian countries. Yeah. So this Thank is already God. A miracle upon miracle.
That's good.
Take what we can get. No complaining.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would like to play as those two.
Yeah. So yes, Kamen Rider Climax Fighters, December 7th release. Pre-orders are open. I have already pre-ordered my copy. For a long
Yay.
Time, I was wondering if it would be out on the PlayStation Network so I could just download it. But then I decided no one is answering my questions. Fuck it, pre-order the hard copy.
Yeah, I don't want to take any chances.
Exactly.
Good decision.
Although, if I log on to the fucking Hong Kong PSN on December 7th and see the game there, I'm going to be angry.
Yeah, because you're going to have to wait.
Well, at that point, I might just say fuck it and download it and then sell my hard copy to someone. Maybe.
Or do it as a giveaway prize.
I was about to say, maybe do it as a Cast Ranger giveaway. I'm sure our audience would like that. Okay, moving on.
Yay.
We got posted on social media. We had a scan of the dog and microphone full bottles. And apparently it's being put out in combination with the album for the theme song, which I guess makes sense because microphone.
They better have a copy if we let the dogs out on the DVD. The CD or whatever.
I don't even know what to say to you.
But just get a newspaper, smack him every time.
Insert bitch joke, cause dog.
But I can't
think of a good enough one. Yeah,
the dog form. It's literally just lion, but bronze, and with a slightly different mold.
It wouldn't fucking surprise me. I tell you that.
No, we saw the picture. It literally looks like it.
Oh, really? Like, I haven't seen that.
Even the shoulder has like that little like bit sticking out. It is a different tail.
I will agree with
damn
you.
Damn it.
It doesn't surprise me either.
And Mike is kind of like a very highly edited hedgehog.
They had so much.
The left side.
Just hedgehog without the points on it.
They had
hedgehog, kind of, and it also doesn't have no spikes. It's just like a microphone for the arm instead of just like a regular arm with a fifth hand.
They have like so little bottles. I mean, so many bottles that like a lot. Some of those would have to have been repaints. There's no way they could have done all full original.
A man can dream. Up there it is.
Oh, and there's the picture of it in our Discord chat.
Thank you, Basecore.
Anthony, make sure to put that in. Actually, you can kind of see it. Microphone does look pretty original.
It is mostly original.
I can understand why you say dog is similar to lion, but it definitely is different.
It is different. It just like it has the head for at the fist
it
and the tail.
Similar.
It's very,
very similar aspects.
Especially,
look, I didn't realize the eye for dog is what I thought wolf should be. It's howling.
Maybe this is a recolor of wolf.
We haven't really gotten
out. So, is this
maybe
what he wears when he tries investigative journalism for a while?
He's gonna sniff out crime!
This is what he wears when he forget the crime dog. Oh my gosh.
McGruff.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Didn't he die recently?
Now I just want a song on this album just to be like 30 minutes back of dog barking.
Yeah, he tried taking on Smokey the Bear in a fight. It didn't end well.
I want there to be a track on this album that's just a dog barking for like 30 minutes.
Bark
the one.
And he's like dog, 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 diggity dog.
God damn it!
No.
Anyways, moving on. Next on revealed build bonus forms, Christmas form, aka the Santa Claus full bottle and cake full bottle, which actually makes the combo that's called Merry Christmas form.
Why is it Santa cake and not Santa toys?
Right?
Santa cookie.
Maybe in Japan it's more of a thing to leave cake out for Santa.
I mean, it's coming out. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure the full bottles are coming with cakes.
Actually, in Japan, Christmas is where you like just have dinner with your family and then you get gifts on New Year, so that does make sense.
Sure.
You just have Christmas is just where you have dinner with your family and don't use your electronics.
A joke on a term.
No, this is Japan. Everything is electronics, even the cake.
Yeah, I was about to say the cake is electronic.
I think it might be
the
a
cake
play.
Is a lie.
.exe. Because in Japan, they buy cake. It's a tradition to buy cake for Christmas.
Cakey. Remember
that would make sense for like that last for the Christmas that Christmas episode of X-Aid.
Yeah.
Don't remind me.
I was so sad that happened. I knew it was coming. I was like, no.
I made a post earlier this week where I was like, we should run a pool to see who dies on Christmas this year.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Something that we American Canadian viewers would understand, like per se, but it's something that would make sense to Japanese viewers, which is their primary audience.
I was about to say, which is the demo.
So. Say, I know who's going to die on Christmas. Itchy, who's your current favorite character?
Sento. I don't know.
I mean, Paul used it before with Misora.
Yeah.
She wouldn't die.
I mean, I don't think they're going to kill off Misora.
FaZeCore in our Discord chat is like, plot twist, it's Kyria again. Kyria's Bloodstock. Stark, damn it! You made me say it!
It's a Christmas crossover episode. Kira dies in the first 5 minutes.
Comes back by the end of the episode.
Hey, I heard you guys need another motorcycle. God damn it.
When he comes back, he's like, did you all forget I was a bugster?
Yeah.
Just Sento
Dan
tries
gave
to,
me extra lives, too.
Sento just tries to convert Laser Turbo into a phone. Why won't you bend?
He pulls out the gashet, and it's just like, wait, where did he go? And it's like, we just hear noises coming from the gashet. It's like, hey,
a really odd
out.
Full bottle.
How the fuck did you do this?
Right, moving on.
Yeah.
We have official images of the SH figure arts for Night Rogue.
AKA Itchy's boner.
Honestly, yeah. I like Bloodstark way better than this.
Like, I mean,
it's cool, but
I mean,
like,
I feel like
the blades on the arms kind of kill it for me.
If you want to call it that, I mean, I feel like it would have to be Laser.
The blades do bother me a little bit, but they work with the bat aesthetic as like little wings.
Now I'm just thinking of that the College Humor video. It's like, Batman, what are those things on your arms? These are my triangle blades. What do the triangle blades do? They put people to sleep.
But yeah, I do like he has a cool design and that I might buy. I don't know.
I mean, I am getting the Trans Steam Gun and the Steam Blade, which I'm actually going to have next week.
They want to think, I want to know, does this
don't
come
brag.
With Steam Overkill effects?
Sad, but that, he's not getting it.
That would be cool if it came with Steam effects. But, so this...
Someone's modded it.
I mean, you could just Photoshop effects.
True.
It's not as much fun.
So...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, definitely, someone's probably going to mod it to make it shoot Steam. Or at least just miss.
That'd be funny.
Mainly,
Figure
Arts
like
never
disappoints.
Yeah.
Figure Arts never disappoints.
I had a fog machine up your sleeve.
I don't think this would disappoint either.
Okay, so this figure stands 150 millimeters tall. It does come with the Trans Steam Gun and Steam Blade, set of interchangeable hands. And the Steam Gun and Blade in the figure do combine just like the actual roleplay toy. This figure costs 5,184 yen at base price and is set for a March 2018 release, which will be probably long after this form is dead and never used again.
Yay!
They're not great
because they can't plan these things ahead of time and release the figure arts around the same time.
Right?
Congratulations!
Yep.
Well, that would just be ridiculous. What do you want them to do? Be responsible?
Ride their own trends?
No.
You want them to release shit on time?
No, they wait to see which suits are popular so they know which ones they can charge a premium for.
Which is starting to seem more and more like bullshit because they know how popular Laser Level 3 is, but they won't give me the figure even though they've got a Level 5 version out. It's so easy!
Calm down. Itchy, calm down.
That's why they won't make a figure. They listen to the show.
It's okay. We're here for you. We're not physically
here. I just imagine there's just like one like Japanese guy who listens to the show and can speak English. And it's like, well, what's going on? They mentioned Laser Level 3 again. Well, we're not making it for another week.
Another 2 months.
Okay, push it back.
And yes, FaceCore, I know I have both the fucking gimmick figure and the Soto stage figure, but it's not enough. Neither of
it's
those are good
enough. Same.
It's not the same.
I don't have a problem. I don't know. Always right. Better, man.
Just have someone commission it for you.
The thing is, I've seen people on Twitter make some really good customs, and I seriously asked the guy, like, how much to make one for me? And he's like, oh, I only make figures for myself.
Oh.
He's like, well, fucking don't this time. Make it and then sell it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on.
Of course.
We have official images for a couple of the Rider bottles. Specifically, Tante and USB memory for Double, and Doctor and Game for Exaid. And I was surprised to discover recently that there are actual build forms for these. It turns out that the forms that use that are literally just the other rider suits with the build driver are when they use the standalone like Exaid bottle or Deno bottle or whatever. But there actually are build forms that are Doctor Game and Tante USB.
Yeah, except when you put them both together, you just get X8 and Double.
Yeah.
But actually, that reminds me, I found images.
Am I the only one who noticed that the video game bottle is a little Game Boy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I found it's in the spoiler chat, but someone photoshopped it to make Doctor in Game on the same body, so we could see what it looked like.
Because I saw it in our Cast Ranger chat, like in our Facebook Messenger chat.
Oh, it has to be the Photoshop because if you put Doctor in Game together, then you turn into
Anthony. Put it in the episode.
Oh yeah, it is Photoshop because I'm looking at it now. One like the pink side is green on game for Doctor Game, and this one for USB memory and detective and that
stuff. Here in the studio audience chat.
But yeah, looking at
the for the double one, the USB memory, it's pink.
Oh,
Doctor Game, it's
okay. Yeah, I have seen this.
No, what they did was they didn't Photoshop it. They made it was Detective Gamer and Doctor USB.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Another image here that I saw of someone who put a scan of what the Tante bottle looks like on Drug. It shows Tante Tank, so it's not both bottles, but there's what Tante looks like.
Detective Tank.
Yeah.
I'm not right.
It's like a blow up crime. What's this?
It will cross. Find what's you this? And a then clue. Kill you.
Huh, what's and this? I've discovered a clue. Boom!
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, there's the Blue's Clues form we were talking about last week.
And like, I do...
Oh, yeah! No, that'd be Dog Detective.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, those are both organic bottles, so you couldn't do that.
Oh, crap. You can't make the Dog Detective.
Yeah. Dog Detective. The food fight. Oh,
damn it. I forgot about food fight.
We all tried to forget about food fight.
Wait a minute.
An entire budget sequel sausage party.
Yeah.
Or the bottles themselves look cool. It's just a disappointment that we don't get to see them in their full potential.
I'm still a little pissed off that they don't have unique sounds in the trans steam gun. It's another fucking deal driver.
One thing that I kind of thought of earlier, like, I hate how the build Legend Rider forms is just the regular rider, but with the build driver instead of their normal driver.
Yeah, no,
I
mean, absolutely.
I would have been fine with that if it was that, but with the different head. If they gave it just like the head, like of like USB memory detective or whatever it's called. Yeah. Like that would be fine if it was the same normal body, but a different head.
Sure.
It'd be lazy, but it'd be creatively lazy.
It would
or,
be,
or as we like to call, crazy.
Because as you can see, like,
crazy, or as we like to call, crazy.
Crazy bread.
Like, I like the head, the eyes of Doctor and Gamer, because it's just a stethoscope. Yeah, stethoscope and a Doctor Game thing.
Exclusive Doctor Game Boy.
I like the USB memory bottle and I like the game bottle, but I don't care about the Doctor or the Tante one, which means I have to buy.
Wait,
because
I like.
That reminds me. Like, I was the angry video game nerd episode where you're talking about Game Boy accessories, and there was apparently an actual Game Boy thing that you put it on, play a Game Boy game, and it would put you to sleep.
Oh yeah, I remember that episode where you like
it would gas you.
Was that the episode where you like put on all of the accessories in his garage and then fucking destroyed it?
I have no clue. I don't remember.
I don't remember that.
It was a bunch of...
Anyways.
It's weird though, because
let's move on.
But I don't care for Doctor either. Hmm? Detective, because I can't say that word. More than I like USB.
Yeah.
I think it's just like the... All right, whatever. I don't know.
Next, we have images of the next series of Bottle Change Rider figures. This one for Kamen Rider Build, Nin Nin comic form.
Yep.
It looks good.
Nin Nin comic is the best form we've seen so far.
It's pretty good. I wouldn't call it.
Oh, hey, wait, I just realized, people were saying, like, all of Build forms have just the same feet except for a rabbit tank. But no, Nin comic has like the comic side is a pen for a foot, and ninja side is a sandal.
Yeah, and he's got netting all around him too, where it's not.
They
purple.
Put a lot of detail into this. I just wish the sword was a little bit more detail, not all yellow. But that's a minor complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anything, like, it should have just been like painted the hilt at the very least purple.
Well, these are like the cheap-ish figures, so.
I know, but still.
The ninja mesh is a good touch, because, you know, that's cool. Mm-hmm. It's a very cool-looking figure.
So this figure, by pushing the button at the back, separates into the two parts, which you can mix and match with the other figures, as per the gimmick line. This set costs 37.80 yen base price, released November 3rd. So that would be the day we are recording. Go get it now!
Yeah. Quickly, run to Amazon!
Go!
Run!
Go.
Run, lad!
Run, guys, run.
Quick, go fund me an unlimited bank account so I can.
Face scores like Naruto run!
We can't make a GoFundMe for you. We'd love to get Lane to the.
So what's the build Baruto crossover where he shows up as Nin comic?
and we'll call it Biruto.
Die.
Speaking of comics, that reminded me of something. In the Chaser V Cinema, we learned that whoever Drive City was called and the city from Double are like right next to each other.
Yeah.
Does that mean Drive City a cameo in the Double manga?
That'd be neat.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Next. So if they were going to make a Chaser Fro Bottle set, would it be Heartbreak and Robot?
Ouch.
Or Chase. Or
My beautiful robot boy.
Your precious robot baby.
Yep. All right, next.
Little baby.
Next we have official images for the Cross Z stuff. Including the dragon and the weapon.
Oh, man. Thank you,
Underwear, for giving us the correct pronunciation.
Dragon is cute.
So,
the dragon morpher thing, or whatever it's supposed to be, I don't like. It looks like
He looks like a cute little angry dragon.
It looks like a stegosaurus more than a dragon.
A little bit. The thing is, like,
which is a dragon.
When it's folded, when it's like head and tail are folded up, the part that's left showing looks like a fox head.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking at it, he looks like to be based on like a kind of a European dragon because he's on all four legs. Yeah, and they thought dinosaur bones were dragons.
Does it have like buttons on it? Is that red part on the bottom right and a button?
How else does it play its theme song?
Probably just I assumed it was
that's definitely a button.
I thought it was just from putting it in the driver and then inserting the bottle.
So the weapon looks okay.
Yeah, one of the pictures shows an arrow pointing to that red spot, indicating it's a button.
Wait a minute. Looks like it has a pen tip too.
You're right. Okay, so the DX.
Is he gonna get the comic bottle?
So the Cross Z Dragon. Now, for clarity, which I think we've talked about, technically it's spelled in Japanese like Kurozu, which is why up until now we've thought it was clothes, claws, clothes. Yeah. And cross and claws. So technically, based on what it is, it should translate to like cross spelled like CROSZ, but like they've chosen to just change it to something that it's not even pronounced as. So
can we just call it claws since claws sounds cool?
I'm just gonna call it cross. So the DX
Cross. We need to get to Planet Southern Cross, and it just
oh yeah, Planet Southern Cross.
Ryuga's there. So, like, who are you? I'm the Southern Cross.
Just me. Does this sword look like the sword from Caesar X?
I don't know that show.
Hang on, I'll get you a picture.
But first up, we're looking. So as you can tell, we're looking at images of the DX Cross Dragon, his transformation item, which involves tucking the head and tail upwards into the little compartments, then putting it in the build driver, and then, you put the bottle in, and then you put the Dragonfall bottle in it, and then you put that into the build driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have images of the Hippare Soken DX Beat Crosser. You pull the bit at the end of the handle to activate special attacks. Inserting a full bottle activates its finishing move. Apparently, some of its sounds translate to Hit Parade, Special Tune, Smash Hit, Mega Hit, and Million Hit.
Wait a minute. Is the sword handle, it looks like it's just the opening. It goes all the way through. He's like slide a full bottle through it.
I guess.
It doesn't look like it has like a place to stop it, like or anything to keep it in there.
There's one shot here that shows that it's just a complete like slot all the way through. Maybe that little nub in the middle is where the bottle stays in, or maybe you just like swipe it through.
That'd be cool.
You just like drop it in or like push it up through and it scans the bottle and then you just take it out the other end.
Does it look like a thermometer to you guys?
Yeah. That's probably what it is.
It's definitely like some sort of heat meter of some sort. Maybe it's like, maybe it measures his hazard level.
It shows how far they are away from the Orion battler. They have to find the hot.
It's how much time he has left before he dies.
Oh no!
Or what banjo do you got?
Okay, so apparently you can get the dragon and the weapon as a 2-pack. The set costs 73.44 yen base price for a November 18th release, or you can buy them separately. The dragon at 30.24 yen and the Soken at 43.20 yen. I know Lane is getting this partially because he loves Kazooie these days, and also so I can get the lock bottle.
He's a cool character, Kazooie, but you
know. He is slowly redeeming himself. I imagine once he actually henshins, it'll be so cool that I might actually stop calling him Kazooie.
He's better than
looking at it.
That's like, his graduation for me.
Actually, I just thought of something. They're like Bloodstar keeps saying like, "Oh, like we can use Ryuga like for our own purposes." Could Cross Z or whatever you want to call it? Could he be at evil for a little bit, and then when he gets his quote unquote battleizer or whatever you want to call
seeing
it?
As that's, he's such a hothead, good guy. Seeing as he's such a hothead, I could definitely say that's possible.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and the gel cools him off.
Ooh, maybe.
What is that?
So I posted what Cross's sword reminds me of in the chat.
Ah, I see what you're saying. Anthony.
Yeah, I see it.
It's in the studio audience chat.
Okay, one more.
Okay, cool. Cross stuff. Moving on.
Interesting.
A topic of this week's episode of Kyuranger, we now have official images of the Kojishi Voyager, a.k.a. Caesar or possibly Shisa.
It just looks like an upgraded Lion Voyager, Shishi Voyager, whatever you want to call it.
Well, technically it is and also attaches to the actual one. So, based on Leo Minor, the Kojishi Voyager combines with the Shishi Voyager to form the Super Shishi Voyager, and then combines with the other Voyagers to form Super Kyureno.
What every Super Form needs, a really big gun.
I'll
say this again.
I'm looking at one of the images, and it looks like he has crazy eyes.
Yeah.
I'll say this again in the episode.
He's got Genmu eyes.
Yeah. This is my next plan for immortality. I turned myself into a magical tiny lion.
I'm
not a fan of his design.
I turned myself into a lion, Kuroto. Lion Dan!
Shin Lion Kuroto!
I'll admit the color scheme. God, yeah, I can't even keep a straight face.
The color scheme?
Cool, because it's white, red, and gold.
Yeah, and the Q-Tama looks
think
awesome.
He is the gun protruding from its back.
Yep.
He's got a butt cannon, everybody run!
So, the Kojishi Voyager costs 30.24 yen and releasing on November 3rd, which means it's out now.
Wait a minute, he attacks people with farts. Is this a South Park game?
I did beat Fractured Butthole last week.
Cool!
Butthole. Hello, I can't even do a Cartman. I'd be like, well, hello, Caesar. Can't play with us. We're Kamen Riders now. Oh, we did a Sentai.
South Park Sentai, that'd be amazing. Alright. Oh, wow. Next, speaking of Kyuranger,
South Park Jew.
Sakurako Okubo, who plays Hami, Chameleon Green, is releasing a calendar, apparently.
Well, I'll buy her calendar.
Oh my. As if people
nope, that wasn't a
wait a minute.
All these dates really with Hami and you're still alone.
That wasn't a sexual euphemism. I'm really going to buy it.
Wait a minute. The calendar is called the Happiness and Shyness?
Yep.
Wait, oh, and she's here's not the
selling point.
Because English.
Here's the happy. Here's the selling point. It features a lot of casual photos.
Because that's what people want. Casual photos.
Rather,
I mean, it depends on what's casual for them.
Yeah.
Thanks to the actress, because she's a pretty woman, and I don't think it's her fault that Hammy's terrible.
I mean, she can only work with what the writers give her.
Buy a calendar of Champ and Balance, then buy this.
Fuck yeah. and one of Naga and Echidna.
I'd rather buy a calendar of the Orion Voyager.
No!
Not the Orion Battler, just the arm cannon.
Sure.
I'd rather buy a Challenger. A Challenger. Yep, nope, I said that. I'd rather buy a calendar of Sholampa.
Well, no.
We all want a calendar of Sholampa.
We need a calendar of Squid Girl.
No. Please. For the Sholampa calendar, the images would be all of the illustrations of his journey.
Please.
Oh my god, I want that now.
Yeah, right?
Please.
So... Miss Okubo apparently revealed at the launch event for the calendar that her favorite photo was in the summer section in which she wore a yukata. Apparently, the hardest photo to shoot was the photo with a puppy, which is in these images. Anthony, put it in.
Oh, I see. It's adorable.
I guess it was like the studio stunt puppy because the puppy wasn't used to her and bonded with her during the breaks, which made the puppy friendly, making it easier to shoot the calendar. My god, what a story!
Looking for that character count, are you?
They deserve an Oscar.
The calendar costs 2,500 yen and is now available in stores, and you can order it now on CD Japan.
Oh, it really sucks when that puppy would probably be a better Green Ranger than you.
I mean, wasn't
but
there?
But we already have a dog ranger.
Actually, yeah, well, there is a little dog, Kutama.
Doggy Kruger for. New Q Ranger.
Doggy Q-ger?
I heard Poppy and not Poppy. No. Get Poppy people away from everything.
No Pilly
Polo.
They should have given her a puppy and have her call it a puppy people popo.
God damn it!
Oh.
This is my puppy people popo.
No! We're done news! News is cancelled! We're done! Get out!
You're not my real mom.
Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Or will we?
Bum, bum, bum! This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.